flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000.
All right. Yes, you're back. We're back. Everybody's back for a second hour of the show. This is Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Me, host B. And I have, of course, with me, my co-hosts. We got Bill the Butcher, and we got Kyler Davenport. People who are ripping it up with the truth. They can't be shut up. They won't be shut up. We won't be shut up. Bad boys for life. I don't know. What can I tell you? Listen. we got beside Mike there. That's right there in Austin, Texas. And I just want to give him a few minutes here. You got to want to rant. I know there's that subject of Texas seceding from the Union. And from what I've seen, all the rich people are moving out of California to live in Austin, Texas. We got what's SpaceX, man?
Mr. Musk.
It's not just him. Lots of rich people saying their businesses aren't flourishing in California. And they're all moving to Austin. What do you think about that?
Well, I think I learned my lesson when
I have a lot to say about that. I have a lot to say about that. Now you got on a subject now that I know a little bit about. They are moving out of California because they can't pay. My son moved out of California to Nashville, Tennessee. Master Chief Wilbur Witt. He did that because you can't afford to live there. We've got hordes and hordes of people moving to Austin, but we don't want them to bring their voting opinions down here. We don't need that. They need to understand. We don't have a state income tax. We don't have alimony. Certain things we don't have. We do not have down here. And you, our gun control and everything, we don't have gun control. We don't have these things. And you people from out of state who are coming to Texas, you need to understand how we do business. You need to understand that, because if you don't, you don't understand America. You don't. The one thing that Donald Trump did when he took office is he knocked the locks off of our oil wells in West Texas. And you people in America right now who are enjoying these lower gas prices and everything, you know where those lower gas prices came from? We have more oil in Texas than every country in the world, except for Russia. We can feed you. We can give you oil. We can give you gas. We can give you everything you need and everything. You simply need to let us just do our thing. You simply need to let us do our thing. This is the one difference of political opinion that Kyler and I have. And we do have a political opinion on this that's different. We do. But he knows. Kyler knows. He knows. He knows exactly what we will do. We cannot give up the Republic of Texas. And Texas was a republic, not like California, where they were a republic for like 45 days and they had some silly ass flag with a bear and everything. No, we were a real republic. We cut off a portion of land from Mexico and we declared for republic. We really did that, okay? And we will really do that again. We have the constitutional right to divide our state into five different states. We have that right. That is still there. It's still there. I think the nation is going to divide into regions. Regions. Now, write that down. Write it down. Write it down. Regions. Okay?
Yes.
The Republic of Texas. The Republic of Deseret, which is Utah, which you know is Utah, Deseret, the Republic of California, all of these regions. And these regions have common interests with each other. They have common interests with each other. And if you don't understand that, you soon will. You soon will. And what's going on right now, look what's happening. People, honest God. Look what's happening right now. Mitch McConnell, our president, and it's your president, okay? Your president wants to give you $2,000 stimulus. And Mitch McConnell is standing against that. He's standing against that. You know, come on, people. Come on.
I like to give her something to stand against it. You know what I mean? Bill, I'd like to give her something else to stand against. But I want to get to Mike here, because he's right there in the center of Austin, and then we're going to take some callers really quick.
Yeah, Austin update. You know, homeless people. We got some new UT grad getting $130K a year to run some homeless action whatever city bureaucratic agency thing, camps everywhere. That's fun. Mayor's still a dip. Still want to fight him. I don't know. I guess I gave up on trying to call him out on Facebook. Maybe I'll send him a letter or go stand in front of his condo or something. I don't know. He needs an ass whooping. I talked about it with my dad over the Christmas stuff. He was like, "Yeah, you don't beat up faggots just for gays a faggot." He's like, "Not even worth it. It's not even worth it." He's just about. I was like, "Ah, oh, well, you're right, Dad, but geez." Anyway, they got all kinds of garbage going on here, and you know, you got the tech companies, you got Oracle moving around to Texas, and yeah, Elon Musk is here, and Joe Rogan, and at least we got J.P. Sears, the guy that looks like a liberal but really just makes fun of him, and now he gets to make fun of everybody because everybody's lost their mind, so that's good stuff. He's fun. Awaken with J.P., that's nice. But yeah, politically, dude, I don't see this going anywhere. I mean, I don't know. I don't get out of Austin enough these days, and it's just, these people are ridiculous. You know, these people keep, you want to keep moving here? You want to turn Austin into your little blueberry and the cherry pie or whatever the screwy crap they want to say? You're about to find out about Tex-Tifa, and you can forget about your little Antifas and all that other crap, because Texas people aren't going to put up this junk. And right now it's kind of like, oh, you know, let Austin be Austin, and Houston can just go to hell, and Dallas can just sit up there and, you know, rake in their money and keep everybody else out. But people aren't going to put up this crap. And so I hope these people moving here recognize, it's like John Stadmiller, one of his favorite things he likes to tell people is like, you do know you're in Texas when these little pencil necks try to, you know, bow up with their, you know, liberal agenda or whatever, thinking they're going to tell you what to do in your town, in your state. And like Bill is ranting on there, I mean, Texas, we don't need all this junk. We don't need all these penny ante piss ant states telling us that, you know, we got to do what they want to do because they got more idiots to stack the voting booths with if they're even bothering to do that anymore. I think, you know, we got to start counting the votes around here. You know, they've just passed the stupid, you know, multi-billion dollar tunnel under the downtown. We're going to have a subway. Get the hell out of here, man. I'm going to have no stinking subway. They're going to dig a billion-dollar hole and then talk about, oops, damn, that's hard. They couldn't even friggin' fix Mopac.
Oh, that limestone. Oh, that damn limestone.
Yeah, yeah.
Ground shifting.
Yeah. You know, it's like the next thing you know, they're going to have some 3.5 earthquake downtown, and maybe we can start over. Like I said, I learned my lesson. I was like, oh, you know, it's cool. You know, Austin's growing. I was here when there was, you know, 600,000-700,000 people. Actually, I think it might have been 400 and something. I mean, it blew up so fast when I was a real youngster, you know, watching those city limit signs with the population on them just changing, just constantly changing. I was like, what the hell's happening? And I was like, oh, yeah, look at all the – I like the big buildings downtown. You know, it's cool. It's starting to look like Manhattan around here. And then I realized, like, oh, yeah, that's a bad thing. These people are frigging out of their minds. Now I got to deal with this, you know – man, I just want to cuss and, just in a steady torrent at frickin' Steve Adler. What's that?
Well, this thing has been happening for quite some time because that's how I came down from Lubbock down to Austin. My mother's tech company, Texas Instruments.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say Texas Instruments.
And then, moved down to Austin. So that's why I ended up there. Years and years and years ago.
Yeah, before it changed. Didn't it change to National Instruments? Like, pretty sure that's where my brother-in-law was working for a while.
I know it split into two because the owner of Texas Instruments got divorced and the other half of the company turned into Selectron. Screwed my mom out of her retirement. 20 years down the toilet. That's because of the divorce. It's a crime. I think because they tried doing their best shaking all the old people there. There's lots of old people there. Mm-hmm. Career people. My mom's a career woman. And 19 and a half years, boom, let go. She had to go work for Selectron. Start all over again. Yeah, I want to choke these people. I really do. To this day.
The plague, the plague is spread globally. You know, it's spread worldwide. You know, I worked for 3M for 9 months. That was supposed to be a temp job leading to a permanent job, and then they had me train people and then just canned me. I was like, what the hell? They had me train people to do this job. That takes, you know, it took some dexterity and skill, you know, and I was pretty damn good at it. I was splicing fiber optic connectors as part of lab run-ups for all the big tech companies around here, you know, that have their little hubs down in the area. You know, anybody from AT&T and Sprint to, a statewide kind of startup that's getting into doing, you know, when the internet was blowing up, essentially, is when that was happening. So everybody's got to have their, I forget the name for, you know, like a just a switch. It's like a switch center, I'm sure. They would just be hooking up their servers. And so you see all these tech companies and AMDs and your Dell, your Michael Dell. Thanks, Dell. You know, get the hell. These people suck, man. And even if they are from a part of the country, like, for instance, like 3M, you know, it's Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. Well, I guess it's just outsourcing to China. You know, that's what happened at 3M when I was there. You know, they outsourced to China, do the run ups, and you know, everybody's building the means of production, and you adopt that place's culture and their work ethics and their so then, as in an Austin and Texas, if these people think they're gonna come over here and turn this, you know, essentially its own nation into some kind of whatever China to their Seattle headquarters I don't even see how any of this crap's going to keep going. It's going to collapse, and people like the people of Texas and the great unwashed masses of the United States who know how to take care of themselves, they're going to just keep going, and the cities are going to crumble. I say to hell with the cities. They're done. Cities are over. We don't need them.
Hey, and Austin, you know, it does look kind of like a it's a bit of a metropolis now, sort of like New York. And I think it's sort of the cop-out for these rich people because they get to live in New York but not pay any New York prices.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Or the, you know, Beverly Hills out here in the West Lake Hills. I mean, there is a place called West Lake, but, you know, it's the Western Lakeside Hills, the rolling hill country of Austin. That's where they all run out there, buy their freaking $40 million mansion, and they get to have all the best of all the worlds. And, you know, they don't even have to deal with Antifa around here. That's what I'm saying at the beginning, is they're going to find it. They're going to wake up real rudely one day to have somebody taking care of the business that they thought they had secured on their little homesteads or whatever. And they start trying to change the politics much more, they're going to see a backlash. But like I said, that $1 billion, it's $8 billion. Oh, and that's the down payment for the tunnel, for the subway and the rail system. That's just a joke, and I know that did not pass. No one wants that crap. No one's that dumb. We're not letting the 16-year-olds vote yet, so you can't pull the wool over my eyes. Yeah, if I was 16, that's when I thought skyscrapers were cool and condos were cool, and, oh, man, Austin needs a subway. Now I'm like, that's the dumbest idea you could ever have, and I know these people aren't that dumb. But then again, I don't know, some of my childhood and up through my life friends' parents, for instance, they don't have a clue, dude. They don't. They think Trump's the worst thing that's ever happened because, you know, they live in Austin, so that's just popular. And they think more taxes are good and homeless people should just be allowed to camp everywhere. We're not going to ever fix the problem. We're just going to let them camp under every fucking underpass.
That's what Subway's for. They're going to shove all the homeless people.
We were joking about that. That's the latest. It's going to be the latest, greatest homeless hangout. Downtown, under the skyscrapers, you too can be accosted for your change or whatever the hell is going to be happening by the time they finish building that. I don't know, maybe we'll just be doing the thumb. We'll thumb them a 5-spot or whatever that's worth. Maybe they can buy a couple of cigarettes or something. But this stuff, it's really getting ridiculous. And we need a like full segment of audit of the federal presidential election. We need a full audit of the whole damn thing, top to bottom. And if people don't want to get involved, then they need to get that flip out of the way, because it's just like driving down the highway around here. Look, man, you're driving the freaking passing lane and not pass anybody, I'm going to be on your ass. And you can brake check me all day, baby, because my car is a 1991 station wagon. And if you want to get that up your butt, just keep screwing around, because I don't get in accidents, you know what I
mean? You are definitely a resident of Austin.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my short and sour report. I'm going to sign off now. All right.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I'm beside Mike there on the wheels of steel, right there in the studio. always cracks me up. So I guess we'll go ahead and go with the phone lines here. Guys, be calling in. Phone number 800-313-9443. Subject matter is the evil Fauci, who is doing his best to make a profit off of destroying mankind. So we're going to go ahead and hit the phone lines and get this thing going back up again. So I do believe we have... Okay, we got Reb on the line. Reb, what's going on, Reb?
Hit me. This is Reb from Bubba Scout Reb, U.S. Pentagon First Team, the real deal. And we call in not because we expect everyone to like what we say. We expect you not to, and we expect you to get mad at us, and we expect you to put our vulture emblem everywhere and say, do your job for America, you deadbeats on welfare. Because I took off from the upper part of Texas and come here to Queer Laredo. Bubba showed up 5 years later from Burnett County, just west Austin. And we're going to say, hey, this sucks here. They brought the same crap that we ran away from up to here in Queer Laredo. And we're going to stomp the hell out of it with military force. So we say that because nobody else does. And Mike is great. He found everything we put on the Internet under that Secrets Anon we deluged that place. They didn't know what to hit them. And their answer was, we'll take it down. And he can't find anything. He said, it's the first time he ever saw a site go completely out. And it was a secret.
By the way, it's Cuervo Laredo. Cuervo.
Oh, Cuervo Laredo. Okay, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, they're not with it. They're off the wall. And we're the ones who like, let them talk. Somebody said, we heard some people on your program's basically, they're getting bombarded from satellites. They're getting their head screwed up. I get it. We heard that 20 years ago. Some man, he said, the government's been following him around with electronic sorcery. Like, even if he turns on his television set, they're bombarding him. And we noticed you had a caller from New York. He sounded just that same skull type. I said, yeah, there probably is. They have a skull type that they're focused in on with their microwaves and their electronic beams and everything. So that's your deal. And we said, yeah, okay, you can discuss that till hell freezes over. It's not going to fix anything, but we understand it, and we've seen it before. With us, we want to get negative attention. We don't care because we're signed to the Secretary of Defense, and we've seen the good stuff that they beam down from space at the National Weapons Test Center in Fort Irwin. It's at the back gate where no one's allowed. We got, you know what I'm talking about, directed energy. That's what we, yeah.
Yes, I know all about directed energy weapons. What does this have to do with Fauci?
And about him, we're going to use one on him. He's going the first one that we're going to test it on. Because we like to test things the way they like to test virus needles. We like to test advanced weapon systems. That's who we are. And we want to get all the negative attention we could get and people calling, I heard that there, Bo Scout Rev. Well, what the hell? They're all welfare. They ain't doing nothing. Make them do their job. And they'll cut them off the phone line, but it'll build up, put our Vulture Squadron emblem out. The Pentagon likes it. They hate us, but they like the emblem. And make us do our job. That's what Mike's looked all around. We wanted people to call in to any radio program and say, well, we have the same thing. We turned evidence over to the Secretary of Defense, and it went through to the Judge Advocate General. It's ready to prosecute. We're not looking for anybody to look into this. It's already been looked into by the Pentagon. This isn't under the Justice Department. So we want to rain death and destruction on these people. We'll go state to state, bring the IRS, take their dope stores. We got a whole program planned. But they got to talk us up because they're not saying, oh, we can't do this because the UN says so. They're saying they're ignoring us. And we hear these call-in programs. I always tell Bubba, you wanted Bubba on your program. So I give her an example of what not to do. So you turn on the conservatives, they're called the conservatives, and they all have the same program. And they say, we'll take phone calls. They won't take our phone calls. But somebody calls in, it's Quiffy from Indiana. And they always start the same way. They say, thank you for taking our phone call, like that's a privilege or something. Thank you. And then he goes into, you're doing a great job. What great job? The place is sinking into hell. These conservatives suck. We don't like them. We're real liberal. We'll spend every cent killing every one of these 911 bastards with military force.
Hey,
that's what we're about.
Reb, I'm right there with you. But we got to get on with the show and talk about Fauci. So thank you for calling. I know Mike wanted to say something about the mask and the lockdown, and there was something that Kyler mentioned earlier about, you know, not having the money. I had a friend call me and asked me if I was having problems with change here in Europe. Like, no, we're having change with money, period, because the banks don't want to handle money anymore. They're telling you go to the ATM where there's an extra fee, and they don't have to touch any money. So it's cashless society over here, as right now. And so is there a change issue there in the U.S., guys?
Yeah. Europe's toast, but over here they're doing the slow burn on us with the, oh, we're out of change. I haven't heard too much about it lately, but there were, even up until a month or two ago, there were still stores, convenience stores you go to, and they're like, oh, we're having Federal Reserve problems with change, so... And they're just handing out, like, rounding off your change stuff. They were doing that up until a couple of weeks ago. I hadn't been going to this certain stores I saw where they were like, oh, we don't have change. They had, like, little signs, but you go to, like, Wendy's and stuff, and you get your Wendy's or whatever for, you know, $5.13, and they're handing you 80 cents or 75 or something. Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been goofy. And then the money that you do get, that, you know, there's apparently sending out rolls that are, it's like whole rolls of quarters that are just like one of those new state quarters or something. I guess they, when you get them, and they're fresh from the mint, and, you know, that's always
right.
Kind of weird to see. You know, you get a handful of quarters, and they're all the exact same. American Samoa with some bat on it, which people like around here because the Austin bats in the area, Round Rock and Austin,
right.
San Antonio, with the bat caves everywhere and under the original under the overpass homeless people, the Mexican split tail bat or whatever the hell it is.
Right.
Well, I'm surprised they're not, you know, clearing out. I bet they don't let the homeless people camp where the bats live. That's probably that sounds just about right. You know,
because the bats' lives are more precious than human lives.
People first as a phrase went out, what, 20 years ago or something? That was un-PC. I remember my farming grandpa, I used to have a cup that said, save the farmers, you know, because whenever we started getting on to save the whales. See, these people that start all this crap, and they think they're going to move here and have us all wearing masks and running around with our tail between our legs for years. Oh, it's just 15 days to flatten the curve. I forgot to launch on that. Yeah, Fauci, he's next on my list. I'm going to start challenging that piece of crap to a cage match. We do have another host, Patrick Slattery. He was over here challenging some. Yeah, I think he was challenging Tucker Carlson to a cage match. See, that's what it's got to be.
Oh, I hate Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
I hate
Yeah, I used to love hating him, and then he kind of made sense for a long while there, and now he's back to, you know, he's like Glenn Beck style and Alex Jones style, I guess.
He's got the dumb, cross-eyed look on his face that makes me angry more than anything else. I know it's superficial, but when you're sitting there cross-eyed and you're trying to talk down to people, it just makes you want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, he's pretty smarmy. He's pretty smarmy. But yeah, we got to start challenging these people to a fight. They need to it needs to be dragged out right in the street, or if they want to make it all official, we can go, you know. We can go down to the park or down to the local, you know, mixed martial arts ring.
I see you taking off your COVID-19 surgical glove and slapping him in the face. Mm-hmm. I challenge you to a duel.
Exactly. Or better yet, just take the P-100 respirators off my face and just whack him across the cheek with that monster thing. It'll make a nice, satisfying, smacky thud. A little bit of rubber, and some filter element. Leave a 3M imprint on his upper cheek.
Mike, you need your own show on this network.
Every time I have to come on with you, you always drag me out here. It's like this is the second of my 17-hour days. I let Julie have the week off. She let me get the hours because, you know, we don't get paid for days off around here as much as we would love to have that luxury and have some holiday extra.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm sending my nephew up there. He's going to apply for a job here next week.
All righty.
Oh, man. Well, you know, thank you for that, Mike. I know we've got to get back to phone lines here. I know my co-hosts are frothing here. They want to talk. Commercial break. All right, we'll take the commercial break first, and then we'll come back and get right back to the subject. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
They call me Mr. Know-It-All. I will not compromise. I will not be told what to do. I shall not step aside.
Wonders tale if I find the time. Well, I must be Mr. Know-It-All, for I did.
That's a nickname I've never been able to outrun. Mr. Know-It-All. Don't worry, it's got me more spankings than anything. Yes, this is still the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And we are going to go ahead and hit the phone lines. Let's have a free-for-all. Everybody unmute. Everybody talk. All lines open. Let's talk. We only got 20 minutes left in the show. Let's do this. So go ahead, callers. I know we got Andy and we got Ken. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, well, it's we have Fauci means jaw in Italian. Now, it's pretty interesting. You were talking about Robespierre. I think he ended up at the end of the French Revolution with a musket ball through his jaw. Of course, the medical at the time being what it was, they just fed him to the guillotine, and that stopped, you know, stopped the problem with his jaw. And
oh, well.
Yeah, it depends on, there's several stories floating around about that, but I like the connection with, you know, Faustus. It does seem that way. They had an appearance together, I don't know, it was about a week ago, and Cuomo's standing there, and he's saying that, he said, we're like De Niro and Al Pacino, and Fauci's sitting there smiling at him. If I were Al Pacino, I'd sue for defamation of character.
Absolutely.
Now, a sweet and sour moment. A congressman wants to preserve Plum Island. Don't they have, like, one of every kind of disease that's ever been invented there?
I don't know.
I think he wants to turn it into a tourist attraction. I can see it now. You go onto the island, you come up to a kiosk, you have a menu of all of your favorite diseases, you pick one, and then it tells you where to go stick your hand in the dirt anywhere on the island.
Ooh. It reminds me from a scene from Dune, Conquering Your
people
Fear.
Are nuts. They're nuts. What is it with these people?
I don't know. Andy, did you want to add on to this?
Oh, well, I was going to go in a different direction. I like the way he was going there because he's not praising Fauci, so that's a good thing. you know, Fauci's been behind all these different diseases. He's been in charge of the infectious disease or whatever since 1984. He's been running with AIDS, he's been running with SARS, he's been running with H1N1 and all them other ones, and they've been trying to make something stick, and when he couldn't make something stick, they came up with this. And unfortunately, Donald Trump fell for it, or he's part of it. I don't really know. I mean, he says some really good things. We think this is a good guy, and then all of a sudden he lets us all get trapped down and lose our jobs, lose our businesses, blah, blah, blah. But Fauci's been in this for a minute, and I just read on the internet here that apparently Fauci's accepted the science officer for Biden's term. So we're gonna get some more with Biden.
Well, oh, okay, Kyler.
Yeah,
Kyler. I don't want to be so biblical and so occultic with this, but Fauci seems like the pale horseman. He's the horseman of plagues, disease.
Yeah, well, he's not. Bill Gates is takes a close second. Gates has over 490 patents that I've looked at so far, like I told you last night on the show. Fauci is, just doing his job, doing his thing. Everybody looks up to him because his bio is 400 miles long. He's got every degree in the book and every honorary degree in the book and every discipline in the book. He's supposedly studied, and he's been to Harvard, he's been to Yale, he's been to MIT, he's an ongoing visiting honorary professor at over 32 colleges. I mean, the guy, like I said, people bow down to him that are stupid, that are ignorant, that don't research, that don't study. They bow down to this guy, this little short piss out. And he's all for the money. He's all for the cash. He's a liar. Him and Birch are lying. Bill and Melinda Gates are liars. And that's just the way it is. You know what I mean?
Hey, we can hear you. We can hear you, Kyler. But, man, you got some kind of wild artifacts going on there in your
he's breaking up.
Bandwidth. Your bandwidth, I think, is getting crunched out.
Okay. And so I'll hand it over to the guest there. I'm sorry, to the caller. So, I mean, what do you guys think? What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you.
This Joy.
Okay, you go first.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no! Well, I was just gonna say that. This guy has been in this forever. And how do we know his credentials are his credentials? Has anybody seen the actual paperwork? Can we look it up on the internet? I looked for Fauci, and everything I saw on Fauci was they just tell us that he was the head of the infectious disease company. They just tell us that he was at Harvard and this and that. We don't get to see any of these credentials. So it's just like the 9/11 story or just like anything else they tell us, the Oklahoma City bombings. We just have to believe that the people they call professionals claim that this was a terrorist act or this guy is authentic. I mean, this Fauci guy's been around forever. We don't even know if he has a doctorate. We don't even know if he's ever done surgery or he's ever even. We don't know what he's been doing. As far as we know, he's been just sitting in offices with these congressmen, congressing this up. And if you look at this, the Bilderberg Group plays a big. I bet you Fauci's been to those. The Bilderberg Group plays a big part because look at all the corporations that go to the Bilderberg Group. They're the only corporations open in these blue cities and stuff. They're the only things. Walmart can be open, but Grandma's shop over there can't be, you know?
Well, they are setting the standards of who can make money and who can't. They're going to reset the class system.
Somebody had raised the point a while back that he never actually did a residency. And then I heard, I don't know which one of you said that, he did a residency in New York City. Oh, you heard that also? That
If they can make a Kenyan president of the United States of America, they can do anything. Okay?
Yeah, with a transgender wife, too.
With a transgender wife.
Everybody knows.
You talking about Fauci? Everybody He's got knows. One of them, too?
Oh!
I'm pretty sure they all do.
Fauci's probably married to a little boy.
That's what I'm talking about.
I feel Podesta energy when you talk about Fauci.
He looks like Podesta.
You do? Well, you know, you should call him
an older Podesta.
You know what I'm the spirit cookers and the... call him a Sfachim sometime. That's what we used to call Cuomo. I think back in 1994, it really got Mario thrown out of office by a late talk show host who used to harangue on this every day of the week. You'd have all these old Italian guys come up, and they would say...
You missed the easy one? You didn't call him homo? You missed the easy.
It's funny. I never thought of that one.
And his son,
that guy is so mean. You know, I never seen such an obnoxious mean. I mean, his own father didn't like him. Do you remember around Thanksgiving? He says, "I can't have Thanksgiving with my 89-year-old mother." I got news for you. His 89-year-old mother doesn't want anything to do with him. I think she barely puts up with Fredo. You know, the younger brother? They call him Fredo.
I got There's two another brother? Holy crap.
My wife. Well, we both, what do you, you know, stop stupping us so much. And you both got, we got the COVID. Remember he was crying?
Yeah.
He was hiding in the basement. He was the original basement dweller, Chris Cuomo.
Nobody beats Biden, though.
Yeah, Biden
won an election in a basement.
Yes. Well, you know, that's what you are when you're in the subways, you know, in New York. I mean, nobody's got subways like New York City does. Lots of people disappear down there. You know, but Fauci is... Well, think about it. If his name means jaw, he's a jawboner. That's all he does. He jawbones.
Oh, wow. That's a
like
fellatio
that?
Reference, isn't it?
Oh, no. I don't go there.
No?
It's a clean show.
a jawboner.
You know,
well,
I keep bringing up all of these, you know. You don't know what one of those. He got any sores on his mouth?
well,
I'm sure
just to keep you all from peeing your pants from the laughter, because I'm about ready.
Oh, look! if you want to, the proper way to address Il Supremo's son, he's a figlio di sfacim. That means the fruit doesn't roll far from the tree. Okay.
Absolutely. Very good.
Hey, Andrew. Azendame, listen to me. Tu sei proprio nusfacim. Or you call him proprio nusfacim. It means real. Un means really real. Like that.
Ooh.
And
hey,
you know what sfacim
is. Fellas.
Well, sfacim
is... Okay, you know...
I'm sorry,
you know,
guys.
Bill de Blasio, right? The mayor of
New
York.
Oh, you mean Warner Gerhardt?
No, it's William Wilhelm. That's
so
his actual
William
name.
Wilhelm now?
It's William Wilhelm. No, he changed it in 2002, right after 9/11, to
okay.
Bill de Blasio.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
no,
he came
I
out.
I heard that on Billy Graceful.
He did a little sweet and sour one last week, too. He said, yeah, I finally come out and we have to say it. It's time to redistribute resources. He didn't say wealth.
Hey, while we're just ragging on all these crazy people, because, you know, we sit around and you have to, like, go to you got to take the fight to these losers like Andrew and Chris and Mario. But wait a minute. Y'all might want to hear this, because one of the other hosts shared this on his Facebook page. And it's a guy making fun of Gavin Newsom. Y'all got to hear some of this. This is funny stuff, man.
What?
This guy just goes off, and he's all All right, let's see how we can get into it.
No, I need a table for 20 at 8 p.m. Oh, I gotta go.
You know, Gavin Newsom.
Hello, everyone. I'm California Governor Gavin Newsom. And I'm basically like the stepfather of California because I came into your life kind of out of nowhere, started making up weird rules that don't really make sense, and I'm definitely banging your mom.
Oh, God.
A reminder to all Californians, as part of my kind of science
holy
regulations,
cow.
You are not allowed to give each other presents. Independent fact checkers have confirmed that all presents have COVID. You are not allowed to give or open presents.
Wait,
a present!
Oh my God.
Ah, hey. A science kid.
Hey,
I lived
in California.
I got that Newsom science,
I lived in California
baby.
When COVID broke out.
And they're everywhere.
I live in California.
Tell us about it. There, we got them in California, Seattle,
yeah,
New York.
No,
wait a
I
minute.
Lived in California.
Wasn't New? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was going to say I live in California, but at least he can pronounce California. I'm happy about that. Well, who did that voice? Is that the same guy that does Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty?
Yeah, sounds like it. It's some guy named it's Brent Pella.
Didn't Newsom play a part in Fast Times at Ridgemont High? He looks like one of those, doesn't he?
Probably.
Yeah, I think he's the guy who put the egg in his mouth and then squished his cheeks together and spit it out.
Oh boy.
I think that was Sean Penn, though, but okay.
Yeah, I know it was. But he kind of looked... I see a slight resemblance there.
Absolutely. Hey, so I lived in California during the beginning of this COVID. I was stuck in Phelan, California, and I got to hear every day Newsom came on at noon and just took over the network for almost 2 hours talking BS and stuff. But I want you guys to hear this little story real quick. Did you hear the story about the woman who owned a bar restaurant, and she did all the COVID-19 stuff she was supposed to do? And she even set out an outside table area, you know, because they couldn't eat inside. So she had an area where she could set up tables and stuff, and they still shut her down. And
oh, yeah,
right next to her.
Yeah, the movies.
Right next to her.
The movies were allowed to set up
a movie set for 200 people under a tent where the cast could go and eat right next to her place. And when she did her video, she cried. She was like, I can't believe this. They're destroying my world. And then they get to do the exact same thing they're telling me I cannot.
Oh, and you're going to love this. So let's continue for a few more seconds with this guy's clip here. Listen.
A science kid. I don't need this. I got that Newsom science, baby. Ha!
Listen.
Now, let's see who made Gavin Claus's nice list this year. Up first, Austin Mayor Steve Adler for giving a stay-at-home order while on vacation in Mexico.
Boo.
That's an Adler order,
yeah.
Baby! Ha! Denver Mayor Michael Hancock for telling people not to travel and then getting on a plane out of town. That makes Gavman proud, proud! Ha! And Los Angeles County Supervisor Sheila Kuhl for eating at an outdoor patio restaurant on the same day she voted to ban outdoor patio restaurants. That's a cool move, Sheila! Ha! Ha!
That's cool
I like that.
Dude, he nails it, man. That. He's nailing it. Good
well, how about Newsom? How about Newsom closing all the wineries in California except for the three that he owns?
Exactly, yeah.
Is that
confirmed? Because that seemed legit.
That is confirmed, yes. It's been on several different news sites.
Yeah.
Guys, it's about the New World Order, and they are going to decide who can make money, who can't.
Yeah, we got a late
They're
going to
decide who lives and who dies.
See, we can,
yes.
They're not going to decide who can make money and can't. They're just going to totally decide who lives and who dies. This is depopulation. They're going for it.
Yes.
These books have been written. This has been written forever. They're going through with it. This COVID-19 is the beginning of it. I don't know how long we have, but it's coming really quick, and they're going to do it with us. And as many people who take the vaccine, I mean, these people with this palsy stuff on their face and stuff,
yeah.
People dropping
Bell's
dead,
palsy.
A woman fainting right after she got the dang thing. I mean, this is just the preliminary shots. Wait till they get to the big point here. Wait till we get some handfuls of people taking these shots. And Fauci and Bill Gates, they should be beheaded right now just to end that part of it, and then we can push on from there. These people are insane. They think we're overpopulated. They tell us there's like 8.5 billion people on this planet, but we don't know that. Who the hell can confirm that? They're telling us we're overpopulated, but they show us crowded cities and tell us it's populated. But fly on a plane anywhere in the world. Plenty of
That's
land
what I,
with no homes.
For years, I have flown around this planet, and it's mostly empty space.
Yeah,
they have lost control. The thing about it is control. There are too many people on this planet for them to control. It's not about resources, because 1% of the population owns half the world's resources, and they don't want to share because they feel that they own the planet. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's,
that 1% has increased their millions or billions by billions from the COVID-19 relief. These people, every time there's a COVID-19 relief program, and they've got like two of them sitting out there, including a national defense thing, it's got billions in there, and it's got a trillion or something for this next thing. These people are getting the money. We're going to get $2,000. I don't think I will. I don't have an address. But they're going to give us $2,000, but they're going to give money to Pakistan to study gender. What the heck?
Because
if you break down,
if you don't have sex, and if you don't have sex, you don't have reproduction. You don't have reproduction, you have more control. And I want to apologize to the callers to the show because you guys got a call in earlier in the show. We don't have time anymore. We're about to end the show here.
All right.
Thank you guys for calling in. It's a wonderful show. I like it when people call in. I like it when people want to add to the show. And you guys are on VIP list. You'll always be able to call into the show for free. Once again, we are moving to a platform, and a platform that's going to get us millions of viewers and listeners. So we're not going to be able to have the board's blowing up like that, so it's going to be going to Super Chat. You got to donate 5, 10, however much money you want to donate to this show. We'll read your comments at $2, $5. We'll ask questions. We'll answer your questions. Higher than that, we haven't decided yet. You get to come onto the show and speak. That's just how it is. We have to make some money for moving on to this new platform. I'm telling you, we've invested our savings into this. If you guys want us to continue, you gotta contribute. And it's not like it's a cause that's not worthy. Of course it's a cause that's worthy. And if we continue, guess what? You continue. We're fighting for your right to live. Fight for your right to work and make money. We're fighting for your right to health. We're fighting for your right to breathe. Fighting for your right to have offspring. Fighting for your right to walk across the street. Yeah, it's gotten that bad, people. It's gotten that bad. Gotten that bad.
Yeah, we got to fight against these guys like Gavin Newsom.
That's a cool move, Sheila. Ha! Ha! Ha!
Shout out to Stevie Adler, the Colorado mayor, the Cuomo family. Go to hell.
And we got to do everything we can to get Mike his own show. we definitely. Oh, I feel like Vinnie Eastwood, the lighter side of genocide. Well, anyway, guys, thank you, Mike, for being the hell of a DJ today. Board up. Excuse me. And thank you to my co-host. And guys, this has been another episode of the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. I know tomorrow we're going to have WTF Wednesday, so it's going to be a free-for-all. Call in the show. Phone number 800-313-9443. And in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So please, educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.